was born, boy.
Summer Breakfast.
A big good morning to you, Summer Breakfast HQ, where Sam Edmund and Nick Del Santo are with you up until 9 o'clock. Well, Del, it was hoped that the Formula One would roar back to life on our shores on March 18 with the Albert Park Grand Prix after last year's disappointing 11th hour cancellation. That's probably putting it mildly, but reports this week say that won't be happening and our high-octane season opener will be taken from us for the second straight year. Alan Jones is a 1980 Formula One world champion and also the last Aussie to win the Australian Grand Prix. Thanks so much for joining us, Alan. I do wish it was under more optimistic circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I guess we still have a little bit of time, not much, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. But, you know, it's a tall order.
What are you hearing, as someone obviously still so closely connected to the sport and to the industry, what are you hearing about the chances of it going ahead on March 18 at Albert Park, Alan?
Yeah, well, the talk is that they're all sort of saying that they're hoping it will, but at the end of the day, logistically, to get all those cars, people, equipment from the other side of the world to Australia and then be faced with a possible sort of lockdown for a couple of weeks after the event, which throws the whole season into disarray. You know, I think unless there's something positive comes very, very quickly, I think the chances of it happening is pretty slim.
Alan, is there a best chance, therefore, if this isn't to go ahead and be the opener of the F1 season, that it gets rescheduled to later in the year? Is that looking like our best-case scenario as a Melburnian?
Well, that's all we can hope for, isn't it, really? I mean, at the end of the day, to have the first one's always been fantastic because, you know, we've been in a position to see the new driver-car combinations, see how the new regulations are working best for what team. Mm. And unfortunately, if you don't have the first one, you know, you miss on that aspect of it. But on the other hand, if you have one later on, with a little bit of luck, you might be in a position to see the championship decided. Mm. So, you know, it's a hard one.
Alan, if it doesn't happen in March, as we're just speculating here, I mean, can you actually see it happening later in the year? I mean, would and could the circus make the trip all the way down here in what is a very hectic schedule mid-season? I mean, it's a long way to come, and you mentioned the logistics as well. I mean, could they make that happen? Do you think it would happen that way?
Oh, yeah, they can do it. I mean, they've become absolute experts on sort of packing all that gear up and going to all these different places. I mean, the thing about Formula One, they are great travellers, but, you know, they love coming here. Don't worry about that. I mean, they'd be just as disappointed as anybody if they couldn't do it, because I don't think there's a single person that doesn't love coming to Australia and participating in the Grand Prix.
Alan, is there a fear off the back of this, and once again, speculating if it doesn't go to plan, that if we are to lose it for the second year, that it may never come back? Is that also somewhere in the back of your mind?
No, I don't think so, for the very reason I just said, is that everybody simply loves coming here. We put on a great show. It's a great circuit. The organisation's fantastic. So they wouldn't want to lose the Australian Grand Prix.
You mentioned that it's probably something we've taken for granted, given we've had it in place for so long, Alan, but the privilege of opening the season for the reasons that you just mentioned, and it would have been great, or it will be great if we do get it this year. Dan Ricciardo, obviously, racing for McLaren alongside Lando Norris there and the Mercedes engine. I mean, there's a lot of hype, a lot of unknowns, a lot of things that aren't known going into the first race of the season that make it so special.
Absolutely. But, you know, having said that, I can tell you that next year will even be better, because next year is a completely different ballgame. I mean, there's going to be considerable changes in the regulations in every aspect. So if by some chance we can have the opening one this year, if we score it for next year, it'll be even better in that respect, because it'll be major changes to Formula One for 2022.
So if, Alan, as Autosport.com reported, we don't get the first race, if you were to pick any slot on the calendar, where would you ideally like to see us fit in next season?
Well, not Melbourne winter, that's for sure.
would be the season finale be, as you say, you run the risk of it being sort of runner one there by Lewis Hamilton, several races out from the end, but the final race of the season, a bit of a party atmosphere in Melbourne to finish it off, like the old days.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I think in a lot of ways, there'd be a lot of people that wouldn't mind that, because they would come down to Australia, participate in the Grand Prix, and I would imagine there'd be quite a few that would stay on and come up to Queensland and have a bit of a look around. So economically, economy-wise for the country, it probably wouldn't be a bad thing.
Alan, can you see anybody catching Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton this season?
No, not really, I don't think. I think McLaren are making a fantastic headway. But, you know, I personally think it's probably going to take until 2022 where the regulations have considerably changed and price cap will come in and a few other bits and pieces. And I think that will be a much better equaliser. But until then, I really can't see anybody touching those Mercs.
Dan Ricciardo has hopped around a little bit the last few years and changed teams. Is it a good decision where he currently is at, and how much chance does he have this season of moving his way up?
I mean, I thought it was a good decision going to Renault.
Yeah.
And now he's leaving him as they're coming good.
Yeah.
You know, I just hope that he's not the perennial, you know, wrong place at the right time or right place at the wrong time. McLaren are going to be making really good headlines. There's no doubt about it. They're a really good organisation. And Zak Brown, who operates McLaren, is a good operator. So, I think Daniel will fit into the whole McLaren family really well.
Alan, what about Oscar Piastri? He's a name that some people are becoming more and more aware of as potentially the next big thing. Have you seen much of him? And is he made of the right stuff? What do you think of him?
Oh, yeah, he is. He's got the right people behind him. You know, he's got Mark Webber sort of helping him out management-wise, and he's got the ability. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, the formulas that he's been racing in over the last couple of years are bloody tough because ultimately everybody wants to try and get into Formula One, and all being young guys, they'll do whatever is necessary to do that. And, you know, he's come out on top. So, Melbourne lad, I think he's a really good prospect.
Well, Alan, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. Great to have Formula One royalty on the line. As I say, fingers crossed for March. It might seem unlikely from the outside looking in, but we certainly hope it does go ahead on March 18. And if it doesn't, hopefully we find ourselves a nice, sweet little spot in the calendar there somewhere. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, anytime.
Alan Jones there, Formula One great. What a gentleman he is. Could drive a vehicle as well.
Handy. I think it's fair to say handy. One of the greats of all time. Text perfectly summarised here. Make the Australian Grand Prix the final race of the year, like the old days.
Yeah.
Beats the dull, lifeless, boring track in Abu Dhabi. Yeah. But you know what? If it is the worst case scenario that we don't get the opener, I'll tell you what, second place isn't bad getting the finale of the year as well. Put it at the end of the year. The weather's nice again. It's a festive time in Melbourne. We'll all be there.
Doesn't sound good for March, it must be said. Just some of the conversations that I've had with people very close to the event, Al,
yes.
Saying September and August, and that the hotel accommodation was cancelled a couple of weeks ago. So unfortunate, but understandable at the same time. I've been looking forward to this ever since we got on air, though. After this break, the Summer Flyers.
Yes.
I've been listening with interest with you and Jack.
Yes.
It's such a pleasure to have courtside seats for this one. The Summer Flyers,
you've been
busy. You've got plenty of material, so no excuses with footy back in training mode yesterday. Nick Del Santo's Summer Flyers and some of your texts, 0433 98 11 16, some cracking pre-season cliches coming through as well.